RacismDaily.com, your number one source for global news reports on race, racism, and overt actions of white supremacy. From Asia to the Americas to Europe to Australia to Africa, racism is not a thing of the past. It is our current reality. Be informed. Be globally informed. You should be the first to know. RacismDaily.com, RacismDaily.com, RacismDaily.com. Is racism hurting you? On issues of race, are you unable to speak, think, and act with clarity and confidence? Are you tired of laughing when nothing is funny, smiling when you are not happy, agreeing when you really disagree? CounterRacism.com, you can learn specific strategies and techniques to counter the behaviors of the people who practice racism in all areas of activity. Using words correctly, following counter-racist logic, even counter-racist science projects designed to reveal what racism is, how it works, and how to counter it. The open source code writing format allows you to pick and choose from a variety of counter-racist suggestions so you can produce the code that works for you. Stop by counterracism.com today and help replace racism with justice.
That's counter-racism.com.
Do you need a one-stop shop for all of your multimedia needs? Triumphant Multimedia is a skilled team of professionals with a passion for great marketing and chic design. Our specialties include consulting, brand development, copywriting, and creative graphic design. That's second to none. We also offer photography, photo retouching, videography, and video editing. At Triumphant Multimedia, our goal is to provide highly effective creative solutions built to suit any individual need or budget. Give us a call at 678-732-8067 or check us out online at TRIMultimedia.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Couch. This is Justice here at Block Talk Radio. If you want to learn, listen, understand, and question, go to blocktalkradio.com/victim-of-racism. And for more information on racism, white supremacy, go to my blog, justdojusticetoday.blogspot.com. My email address is justice.asap@yahoo.com. Replace white supremacy with justice. ASAP.
You're just saying just buckets and buckets of words.
Context of white supremacy, Gusty Renegade, and Justice in for another program, hopefully to share constructive information on racism, white supremacy, what it is, and how it works. Definitely, before we begin, trashy, tacky, terroristic, and trifling, for sure. I don't believe my switchboard has been working correctly for the last couple programs. I'm not really able to see when people press 1 on the switchboard, which is uniquely special. I don't know why that is, other than, you know, my suspicions. But that was the case the last program. I wasn't able to see when people pressed 1, so I'll just have to check the lines. You can press 1. That would be helpful just to see if it, you know, is maybe working today. Okay, it is working today. That's great. Okay, so you can press 1. It seems to be working today. That's great. And I will definitely hit the phone lines. Again, we do not have all of the phone lines we would normally have. Thank you. Thank you, gang, for pressing 1. We don't have all the phone lines we would normally have for the program because of the white people at Blog Talk Radio. However, Gus T. Renegade, I am skilled in the art of compensation. We have our free conference call line open, and you can dial away. The number over there is 760-569-7676, and the code is 564. 763-333-9943. Number again, 760-569-7676. And the code, 564-943. I will give that number out a few times as we roll. But, yeah, if the lines fill up at Blog Talk Radio, which it looks like they probably already are, dial in at the free conference call line, and I will take questions from both numbers. So no worries. At any rate, our program for this evening was inspired by the broadcast that we had on HAIR just a few weeks back. Really enjoyed the program. Pam, co-author of Trojan Horse, Cree dropped in, 818, a lot of familiar voices, Miss Zanelle from the UK. We had a lot of folks on the line for that program. And a lot of constructive views shared, suggestions. One of the callers, male callers, for that program, he dialed in and he said that he felt that talking about healing our hair from all of the chemical mutilation of racism, white supremacy, and just the daily, you know, slights and insults, nappy head hoes and all the other stuff that we talked about on that program. But he said that our guest, she has wonderful products that are in line with healing from all of the abuse that we suffer and that we put our hair through because of racism, white supremacy. Before I get to our guest, I just want to read a little bit. This is from the Word Guide. I thought this was really interesting and would set a nice tone for the program. This is on page 306 from Mr. Neely Fuller Jr.'s Word Guide. The phrase is, pull the wool over their eyes. Don't use this slang term. When others use it, ask for a detailed explanation that you can easily understand. Reason. During the existence of white supremacy, this term may be used mostly to help promote the thought that the hair of black people is not only like wool, but should be disdained. The expression, pulling the wool over the eyes, may apply to the act of deceiving people by making them blind to the many worthy things, and or may apply to making black people blind to their own self-worth by having them believe that their wool-like hair is somehow associated with that which is worthless or some wool-like material that is associated with a hindrance to sight and or vision. During the existence of white supremacy, racist man and racist woman have often produced and or promoted the thinking that the hair of black people is wool-like and therefore ugly, non-quality, useless, and not as socially acceptable as the hair of white people. Again, that is from page 306 and 307 of the United Independent Compensatory Word Guide. Excellent reading guide, and yeah, I think that'll set a great tone. Our guest, she has fantastic organic, healthful products. You can check out her website. It is linked in the description for the program. Just click on Healing Herbs by Renee, and you can visit her site and check out all of her merchandise. Our guest for the evening, Ms. Renee, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Thank you for spending some of your Saturday evening with us. Real pleasure to have you on the program. Glad we could help out some other black people who are trying to do something constructive. If you would like to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what Healing Herbs by Renee is all about, anything you think would be good for us to know, for us to get started.
Okay, well, I started Healing Herbs by Renee about, for myself, about 10 years ago. I got tired of not finding any hair products in the store, you know, that was natural, and I decided to go natural when I was about, I think about 14. I ended up having a perm at 12, and I remember it ended up burning my hair out, and ever since then, I just started wearing my hair in French braids and, you know, just, you know, keeping it natural, just wearing it in braids for, like, years. And then I decided to grow locks, actually, in 2000. Before then, I would wear, like, flat two-strand twists or, you know, like, you know, the Afro styles and stuff like that. And I noticed there was no products in the stores. So I was always into herbs and natural healing from a young age. And so I started just growing my own herbs and making my products out of there, out of the herbs that I grew.
Wow. Very interesting. If I could rewind to the, I guess, the traumatic episode you had early in life with your hair, I don't know, like, what happened after that with regards to how you, did you make major changes, how you care for your hair after that, or?
After the perm?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you know, after the perm, I just decided, I said, I'm not going through this anymore. I mean, it's got to be a better way than this. And back then, that was like in the, you know, late 80s, 89, you know, early 90s. And I said, you know, I'm tired of, you know, basically going bald. That's what perms, you know, were doing, and then getting them done to where my hair was, you know, getting burned and stuff like that. And I had, most of my life, I hadn't had a lot of chemicals. My mom always kept my hair, you know, French braided and things like that. You know, my hair was pretty long, and it was just after I got that perm when I was about 11, I said 11 and 12, then it burned it out, and after that I said, you know what, I'm never getting a perm again. So it's got to be other ways to manage, you know, our hair besides getting perms that's going to damage us. And as I got into, you know, healing, natural healing and stuff, I was learning about, you know, the chemicals in the perms. And it's not just the perm, it's the chemicals that, you know, that does it. And if you think about it, you're putting those chemicals on for years, I believe that's doing something to your brain. Because if you read the directions in the box and you see all these unnatural things that's going into your scalp, so your body's absorbing that stuff, you know. And that was it, you know. And then, as I said, in 2000, I decided to grow locks, and I wanted to use all natural hair stuff, hair products on my hair, and that's when I started growing herbs, and I come up with the Healing Herbs by Renee line, and I've just been doing that ever since.
Wow. Okay. I definitely want to get, you know, more into the products and, you know, if you have suggestions and or products to help out black females or, you know, black people, period, non-white people, period, who might be listening and wanting healthier options for how to care for their hair. I again want to give out the number in case folks just tuned in. If you want to dial in for the program, I don't have all of the Blog Talk lines I'm accustomed to having. Thank you, white people. But you can dial the free conference call number 760-569-7676. Code is 564-943. Did you get any resistance when you said, you know, okay, forget it, I'm not doing any more perming of my hair, this is ridiculous, I'm not going to be losing my hair and things? Did you get any resistance from people? Were they trying to make it a problem for you because you didn't want to do that, or was it smooth sailing?
Well, in high school, it was, you know, a little harder because of a lot of pressure. Everyone had perms, you know, still, and as I said, I wasn't. So you kind of get that, like, oh, you're not getting a perm, or you're not doing this to your hair. And so that was, you know, it was a little difficult in high school, but I was always been kind of raised that, you know, be glad who you are, and this is the way God made us. So I never was too influenced by, you know, the public, you know. But as I said, that can be hard for us, you know, some people, especially if they've been, you know, raised a certain way, or, you know, they've been around a lot of other races, you know, Caucasians and things that might, you know, try to put them down for wearing their hair natural and stuff like that. That can be a big problem. You know, as I remember when I was little, I experienced racism at my school, because the area I was from was pretty much all white people. And I would, you know, there was just a few blacks in the school when I was in elementary. You know, and they would say things, you know, about my hair, you know, just about being black, you know. But I never really let it get too much to me, because my mom wants to tell me, you know, you tell them back, you know, you're proud of the way you are, and that's the way God made you, you know. And so, you know, I never really took it too much, you know, to heart, that kind of stuff.
Wow. You said you grew up around, or your school, was it mostly white people, or?
Yes, mostly
okay.
White people in the area. I'm from Southern California.
Okay.
At that time.
Wow. When we had the conversation about hair and racism, I think one of the trends that came out, unless I'm mistaken, was that it seemed that this has been, in terms of black people, it being kind of rare to have a black, particular black female, to have a black female that is not, you know, straightening, chemically mutilating her hair, that, you know, has become increasingly more rare. Is that something that you also have observed? Like I think we were saying on that program back in the 60s or even early 70s, it wouldn't have been that strange to see a black female that didn't have, you know, straightened hair, chemically mutilated hair. But, you know, just fast forward 20 years and it's like, whoa, you see a black female that doesn't have straightened hair, and it's a pride strain. I mean, it really sticks out. Has that been your observation?
Yeah, actually the last several years, I've seen it's like a new movement, a natural movement. And if you notice on Facebook, you'll find now all kind of groups and natural hair groups and natural clubs that talk about, you know, being natural, sisters being natural. And it's really become a big thing now. It's because perms is actually starting to become more and more rare, and people are doing the big chops and cutting their hair off and going back to the way it was, you know, like I guess, you know, in the 70s with the afros and the wear and everything natural. So I hope that we stay on that point, you know, because it's a new day now.
Okay. Wow. I don't know what impact, and I want to get to suggestions, I guess, for folks if they're looking to migrate away from the straightening and processing to healthier options. I want to get to that as well, but I just wanted to get your thoughts. Number one, this program, The Cows, Context of White Supremacy, I have concluded that the reason you don't see that many black females that have regular just the hair that God, the Creator, gave them is because of the system of white supremacy. I use the terms racism and white supremacy as synonyms, same definition for both terms. The definition that I use: a global system of people who classify themselves as white and are dedicated to abusing and or subjugating everyone in the known universe whom they classify as not white. Do you believe that such a system exists, and do you think that definition is accurate?
Well, yeah, because as you see in the mainstream, that's what you usually see is, you know, white women, and that's supposed to be beautiful, you know, and that's what we've been raised on. That's what they put out there on TV is, you know, the white woman is the beautiful woman, and it's like almost a subconscious thing, because it's been played so many times, and a lot of the young people, and you know, they start believing that, and you know, feeling down on themselves for being dark or having different texture hair and stuff like that. Yeah, I believe that.
Before I get back to the point that I raised, I did want to ask just to get your thoughts on the impact that it has, particularly on younger black females when they see these images. Beyonce, she's, you know, got blonde hair now. A lot of the other actresses, entertainers, where they don't have just the hair that the creator gave them. They have hair that's been chemically mutilated, or they're wearing hair that's not even theirs. What sort of impact do you think that has on young black females?
Well, I believe that's a big impact, a very big impact. Because, I mean, that's the thing that's going. So a lot of the girls are looking up to them and want to look like that, which goes, again, back to, you know, looking more European in that state.
For, as I said, I definitely wanted to get suggestions, and if you, like I said, if you also have products that can cater to this, that would be great to hear about some of those as well. There are black females who, they understand more, a little bit more about racism, white supremacy, and the health hazards around using all of these chemicals with all this, you know, toxic substances on putting this stuff in your hair. Certainly it's leaching into your body. Do you have suggestions on how they can kind of transition away from that and try to be more helpful with the way that we're taking care of our hair?
Yeah, the main thing is to get rid of the perm. That's if you have a perm, get rid of it. I mean, I know a lot of people are afraid to do the big chop because that, you know, consists of sometimes cutting your hair all the way off. But once you cut that perm off, if you're afraid of your hair growing back, your hair will just flourish because the natural state is the best, you know. I actually cut my locks. I had locks for 10 years, and I ended up cutting mine just to do, a rebirth thing. And I just use my natural products, and my hair is just flourishing. So the main thing is just get rid of the perms. Don't be afraid. There's a lot of support groups, you know, around, especially, as I say, on Facebook. There's tons of support groups with natural hair groups, you know, supporting each other, you know, and going along with the steps it's taking, you know, to get to wherever they want to get. And just taking care of your health, you know. As I said, when I started making my products, my first product was the Mystic Herbal Hair Mist, which is basically a hair fertilizer. It's about 20 herbs and oils in it, and that is what I always used on my hair. And I noticed a tremendous difference in my hair when I started using that. I used to suffer with seborrhea and dandruff problems, and I noticed soon after using that product, all that went away. I mean, I didn't even have seborrhea anymore. And, you know, it's just get rid of the chemicals and you start seeing your body flourish.
What are some of the biggest reasons that you hear given as for why people, black females in particular, say, you know, that they just can't let go of the chemicals that they got? What are some of the biggest reasons that you hear?
I think the main reason is what they're scared about, what people are going to think or how they look or might look bad, you know, which could be sort of another thing is having low self-esteem about self, subconsciously, you know. So, you know, I believe that's one of the main things. And I would say the main thing to do is just step out and do it, you know. And then a lot of times they might feel that they won't know how to maintain their hair because, you know, since it's been straight and silky, it's, you know, easy to do, and they might think, but no, there's tons of different styles that you can do when you go natural. There's all kinds of things you can do with it. A lot more than, you know, when you have it in when you have it under chemical stress.
Wow, that is interesting. I was expecting it would be job concerns, you know. I might not be able to get a job, or I might get trouble from white people on the job or non-black people on the job. I was not expecting just, you know, what will people say? What will people think? It won't look good. I was not expecting that to be the first response. Is that one that you hear frequently, just people thinking that other people will think that their hair doesn't look good if it's not chemically,
jobs too could be another thing of what the boss might think. You know, a lot of people with the jobs, but there's a lot of people are real concerned about what other people think about how their hair looks and what's acceptable.
With the I definitely think both of those that's valid. That is valid. Has it been your observation that people do have more trouble on the job with, you know, if they go to natural, or is that not true? Are people able to go natural and, you know, do whatever they were doing on the job without any worries?
You know, from my experience, as I said, I wore braids for a long time on jobs and things like that. I never really had too much of a problem. I did have one problem at a job that I worked at, which I was wearing a head wrap, and another manager came in and said that I couldn't wear head wraps anymore. But I started growing locks on the job. I really didn't have too much problems on that, but I've had a lot of sisters, you know, and hearing about it and reading stories, you know, that a lot of them, depending on, you know, what field you're in, do have a lot of problems on the job wearing their hair natural, you know. But it's been a lot of people that have actually been taking stands against that, you know, and so maybe that might discourage a lot of people at these jobs, you know, from doing that.
Okay. Wow. I definitely want to, if there are black female listeners out there who have questions, or you have specific products, maybe you're at the website, the address again, healingherbsbyrenee.com. You can just click the title, Healing Herbs by Renee. You can click that in the description, and it'll take you right to her website. If there are black females, non-white females who are listening and you have some questions, I definitely want you all to feel free to have an opportunity to ask whatever questions. So if you want to dial in the conference call number, I'll give it out one more time, 760-569-7676, and the code is 564-943. So the number 760-569-7676. Code is 564-943. Let's see. I will check the switchboard just to see if the hand that's up, if they have a question. The person who called from a block number, do you have a question, or were you doing that for the test for me? Person in a block number, do you have a question, or are you just doing a test for me? Okay. I think we're good. Groovy. I'll keep my eye on the switchboard if you all have questions as we roll. In terms of other products, I'm thinking, once you're going natural, if your hair has sustained damage, and I think that is often the case for black females if they've been doing the chemical mutilation for a long period of time, having damaged hair. Do you have products that address that specifically?
Yes, I do. I have the Mystic Root Stimulator is actually it's an oil-based product with wheat germ and lemon and sulfur. And that actually promotes hair growth from people who have actually lost hair or are still thinning because of the chemicals that they used. So I've had a lot of, you know, people ask me about that and actually use that for that reason. And that's a product that you actually massage into your scalp on a daily basis, and it goes right into the follicles and promotes the hair growth. And along with also, I have the extra moisturizing conditioner, which is good for getting moisture back into the hair and nourishing the hair.
Okay. How long, about if you could get, I guess, a timetable for someone who they're trying to get away from the chemicals, they're using your products, about how long do you think that person, a reasonable timetable for their hair to be in a healthier state and just looking a lot better? How long, you know, should a person expect?
You know, it could be different for each person, but I know after about a month, you should start seeing good results. And as I said, once you cut off most of the permed hair, a lot of times your hair just will, you know, start taking off again because of the chemical that suppresses your hair. And, you know, so I'm saying a few months, you know, I've had people tell me they've seen it in, you know, a couple weeks, you know, a month, but it's pretty fast.
Okay. Is there are there other practices that you think should be, I guess, scrutinized or looked at? Other things that Black people tend to do with their hair that might not be healthy that we should be mindful of?
Well, I know wearing weave too often will actually cause balding of the scalp. And I think a lot of people didn't know that until after they had them for years and they noticed that they had bald spots, especially on the temple area. And that's a, you know, that's a real big thing. I had a friend that she had real thick hair, but she always would, you know, cover it, and she was wearing weave for years. And I noticed recently that she was completely bald in the temple area. And, you know, as I was doing research, I was finding out that the weave technique, I guess, the way they sew it in, and it's actually caused baldness. And so I don't recommend weaves, especially if you're going to wear them all the time, you know.
Wow. Okay, so we got weaves. Are there other things? I don't know about the coloring. Is that helpful or is that not so bad?
You know, I particularly don't like coloring, you know, but I've heard if you go to maybe someone who specializes in coloring, it could come out right, but especially do not bleach. I strongly believe in not bleaching your hair because to me that just really damages your hair, dries it out, and there's really kind of no going back when you bleach it. So, you know, maybe there's a lot of natural dyes out there too that you can use instead. Instead of getting the chemical dyes.
Okay. Wow. When we did the previous program, I know folks pointed out, and I was in total agreement. It's not just Black females that have a lot of problems because of racism and dealing with their hair. It's also Black males. Do you have any tips, I guess, number one, and then I'll get the product specifically. Any tips for things Black males can do to take better care of their hair?
Black males don't really, you know, get perms. They might, I'd say stay away from the chemicals, even the S-curl stuff. It's still chemicals, you know. And just keeping it as natural as possible. You know, I know friends that they said they couldn't find jobs because they had dreads, you know, they have dreads and they're not going to cut their dreadlocks, you know. So you just have to really just keep it real.
Do you have any products, Healing Herbs by Renee, do you have any products that are geared towards Black males?
Yeah, actually, mostly all my products are neutral for, you know, men, women, children.
Okay.
The herbal black soap shampoo, I know a lot of men, they order that for me. And a lot of men told me they've had, you know, they've had dandruff problems. They know that the dandruff went away. And, you know, I get a lot of good compliments on that. The herbal hair mist, that's good. It's like a daily fertilizer for your hair. And then I have shea butter, body butters that I make that's actually good for the hair and skin. Great for men. I have a black soap face wash. You know, and then I have a lot of Actually, all my products are good for both men, women, and children. And I've actually had a couple people that use them on their pets and had good results.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
That's, I guess, lavish life for the pets. Right on. Right on.
Yeah.
Wow. I know, Juanita. Please forgive me. I had to clear my throat. You mentioned that your products, you said, they're neutral. You can, males, females, children can all use your products. And
yes.
It just stood out in my mind, the image. Good hair was brought up when we had the previous discussion, and the image of the small child getting her hair permed. She looked like she couldn't have been more than six. Tragic.
That is.
Do you have tips out there for folks? I guess if they have younger children and, you know, if they're thinking maybe I can get her, my child, a perm or what have you, can you maybe give some tips on best ways for caring for young children, particularly black females, young black females caring for their hair, and maybe even some suggestions for parents so they can have some options so that they don't have to think about giving their child a perm at, you know, 5, 6 years old?
Yeah, I guess the main reason for giving them a perm, maybe they think it's too coarse and they don't want to deal with it, but there's many options of different hairstyles that you can do, and as I said, one of the main things is if you don't want to get it braided. I just love getting my hair braided in all kinds of different styles when I was younger, and it, you know, protects your hair, and it's a cute, nice style somewhere, you know. But, a perm is not the way to go. I had a cousin her mama got her a perm at 5, and she's had a perm ever since. And it's just, you know, that's bad, you know. You just have to be more open-minded and think about your child's health. Is your child's health less important, you know, getting a perm that's full of chemicals that's going into the child's body? You have to think about that. That should override, you know, getting a perm, just in the fact of all the chemicals that you're putting on the child. You know, so you just have to be open-minded and, you know, not banging in that way.
I think that would be very constructive. I just want to see, get your view. Thinking about putting a perm in your child's hair for black people, this should be thought of as a child health care issue. Is that accurate?
Yes, the health, yes. Mm. If you don't want to look at anything else, look at the health aspects of it.
Mm. Very constructive. I'm gonna start using that. Wow. I mean, obviously, I think so often, and I'll ask your opinion because I feel like I've heard this before, and, you know, we've talked about this before, but it seems so rampant. I mean, the problem is huge that, you know, it seems like maybe a lot of us are not getting this information or we're not hearing it enough. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe we're not hearing it enough, or they're just getting caught up in seeing and not thinking of the background aspects of it. But later down the line, what is this causing to, what is this doing to your body? No one's thinking about that. That's why I said, as a people, we need to become more health conscious. Because once you become more health conscious, all the other stuff goes out the window, you know, and it becomes common sense. Oh, we don't get perms because it's, you know, full of chemicals.
Love that. That's not healthy.
Yeah, it's real simple. It's not nothing hard to deal with. It's not nothing a brain, you know, not nothing hard to deal with. It's full of chemicals, okay? We don't get that. You know, don't make it harder than what it is.
Exactly. It's not healthy. And if you need anything other than it's not healthy, and I'm not trying to look like a white person.
Yeah, and God made us this way, and, you know, appreciate it. It's a blessing. And as I say, you'd be surprised how many of, you know, Caucasians wish they had hair like this so they can actually do different things with, you know, so be happy.
Wow. The website, again, Healing Herbs by Renee. You can click the title in the description for the program, and it will take you right to her website. You can check out all of her merchandise and, yeah, support another black person trying to do something constructive and healthy for your hair. Again, if you have questions, dial in, press 1. I can get you from the Blog Talk line. If you want to call the free conference call number, because the Blog Talk line might actually be full, the free conference call number is 760-569-7676, and the code is 564-943. So the number is 760-569-7676, and the code is 564-943. I wanted to make sure I brought up one point because hair has come up a lot on the program. We have a lot of wonderful black female listeners. It was brought up previously that the impact that black people are going to chemically mutilate their hair so they can have this straight hair that looks like a white person, the impact that that has on white people in a system of racism where they get to go out and look at black people who are killing themselves, literally, trying to look like them. I just was curious if you had any thoughts on that.
About white people thinking that?
Or just the impact that that has, like, for white people seeing us behave that way, seeing us, you know, spend all this money and endure all of this pain to look like them. Just, you know, how the psychological impact you think that has on white people.
Yeah, I mean, I believe they think, well, they're trying to be like us, and I believe it makes us look, you know, I don't think they respect us in that way, you know. I know a lot of times someone's trying to kick butt to, you know, do something or, you know, crawling around behind someone, they're not going to respect you for that, you know.
I would say anyone in the world. I think it's Mr. Fuller. I think we started that last program. What you do with your hair sends a message. And I definitely think anything where you're doing something that's unhealthy, it's not natural. I mean, that sends a message. I think white people pick up on that consciously and or subconsciously. I think people pick up on that message worldwide.
Yes. I was listening to, I believe it was Bobby Jimmy, it was a tape I had seen, and he was a historian, but he was talking about the theater episode where he was talking about perms and no lie relaxers, and he had stated that he was with a gentleman that was doing autopsies. I don't know if you ever heard this or not, but on the video he stated that the gentleman called him over. You know, some, you know, black women, they were doing autopsies on, and he had actually pulled down the scalp. And he said, you see this green layer on top of the skull here? And he said that comes from the no-lie relaxer perms. And a lot of people don't know about that, you know.
Do you know some of the, I don't know what it would be, complications or side effects that can be produced from that? I mean, if you're not, you know, familiar, that's fine, but I was just curious if you did.
There's a lot of different side effects. I know it, it's very toxic, you know, and as I said, toxic can cause a number of problems, you know, being a toxic chemical. If you give it to some of the ingredients actually are stuff that we use to clean our house with, you know. I did a short video on YouTube. It's called Perms and No-No, and it showed all the different chemicals and, you know, what it does to you and how you can suffer from baldness that, you know, Yeah, a lot of times, sometimes you can suffer so bad that your hair won't grow back because you actually burnt your follicles out. It's, you know, it's really bad.
Wow. Wow. It's just not healthy. I would be ecstatic, and I truly believe we would be on the doorstep to ending racism if there was ever a day when black people just said, you know, and not with any, you know, great emotion or animosity, just, you know, no, I don't perm. It's just not healthy, and I'm not trying to look like a white person. Period.
Yeah.
<you know?
laughs>
You know. Real easy. This is not rocket science. This is not rocket science. Wow. We talked about locks before, and I know some of my listeners have locks, myself as well. Do you have any products for folks who have locks that would, you know, help them manage their hair?
You know, yes. Actually, all my products are for locks. And I said, when I started my locks, I was using all my products for that. So the black soap shampoo is great for locks. It's light and it cleans, you know, cleans the hair. The herbal hair mist you can spray on daily. I got the Iri herbal hair gel, which is the aloe vera based gel, and it's used if you want to repack your locks or if you just want to use it in your natural hair. And that's a lot of people like that. So like I said, I have about 15 products, and, you know, different ones there, and they're all for basically all types of natural hair.
Wow. Okay. You have skincare products as well. You already touched on that, correct?
Yes, I have some. I make natural soaps too. I have skincare products. I have an aloe mist spray that's good for the skin. It has aloe vera and green tea and essential oils in it, and you can spray it on your skin as a face mist. And I have a black soap face wash that has essential oils in it, and it helps promote, you know, people who have acne-prone skin or you're just trying to keep your skin clean. It's real good for that. And I have, you know, I have some accessories like a scalp scrubbers to me is really good for massaging your scalp when you shampoo it. Kind of helps get up all the bits, you know, skin off of the scalp, and it kind of gives you a massage and stimulates the scalp at the same time. So,
I want to take a quick commercial so I can get the free HD line, make sure the folks over there are straight, and then I'll check for questions. I also have some other questions as well. I just want to take a quick break to get that corrected, and we will be right back. The web address, Healing Herbs by Renee. You can go to the Healing Herbs by Renee.com. You can just click that title in the description, visit the website, support her fantastic products. Context of White Supremacy. We will be right back.
RacismDaily.com, your number one source for global news reports on race, racism, and overt actions of white supremacy. From Asia to the Americas to Europe to Australia to Africa, racism is not a thing of the past. It is our current reality. Be informed. Be globally informed. You should be the first to know. RacismDaily.com, RacismDaily.com, RacismDaily.com.
Is racism hurting you? On issues of race, are you unable to speak, think, and act with clarity and confidence? Are you tired of laughing when nothing is funny, smiling when you are not happy, agreeing when you really disagree? CounterRacism.com, you can learn specific strategies and techniques to counter the behaviors of the people who practice racism in all areas of activity. Using words correctly, following counter-racist logic, even counter-racist science projects designed to reveal what racism is, how it works, and how to counter it. The open source code writing format allows you to pick and choose from a variety of counter-racist suggestions so you can produce the code that works for you. Stop by CounterRacism.com today and help replace racism with justice.
That's counter-racism.com.
Do you need a one-stop shop for all of your multimedia needs? Triumphant Multimedia is a skilled team of professionals with a passion for great marketing and chic design. Our specialties include consulting, brand development, copywriting, and creative graphic design that's second to none. We also offer photography, photo retouching, videography, and video editing. At Triumphant Multimedia, our goal is to provide highly effective creative solutions built to suit any individual need or budget. Give us a call at 678-732-8067 or check us out online at TRIMultimedia.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Cows. This is Justice here at Blog Talk Radio. If you want to learn, listen, understand, and question, go to blogtalkradio.com/victim-of-racism. And for more information on racism and white supremacy, go to my blog, justdojusticetoday.blogspot.com. My email address is justice.asap@yahoo.com. Replace white supremacy with justice. ASAP.
You're just saying just buckets and buckets of words.
We just had our birthday, my birthday party.
Fourth grade student B.
Context of white supremacy. I was on my free HD line and somehow it disconnected. Could be white people, too. At any rate, I will make an effort to get that back. The people that are on the Blog Talk line still have you. If anybody over there, if you have a question, if you can press 1, then I will know which folks actually want to get a question in, which folks are just listening. It looks like the hands are working today, so if you hit 1, I can get you on the line. The question I wanted to ask while I wait on the switchboard, one of my listeners, she said that she was seeing, you commented, you said there are a lot of groups on Facebook now, support groups for black females if they are attempting to get away from terms and, you know, all that stuff. She said that she was seeing signs that it was becoming kind of like a fad almost, where she was saying it's like the end thing now to go to the Aveda store and spend, you know, $8,000. Where she was seeing that that was almost becoming non-constructive, where it was kind of getting into all these quote-unquote natural products, and a lot of times they had a lot of chemicals in them too. And she was just seeing where this might be going in a direction that's not very constructive. Are you seeing? Does that make sense? Are you seeing the same thing?
Yes, I've been. I noticed that some of the Asian stores have been trying to say they're natural, but they still have a lot of chemicals in it because they see that's what a lot of people are getting to now. So you have to really watch out when you're buying, you know, products that say natural. Read the ingredients in them, you know, because a lot of them say natural, but they're not all natural. They're just using the word natural now because they think that's going to catch the eye better. I mean, I put one natural product in it and then rest chemicals, you know, and then they say, oh, this is natural.
What should consumers, what should they be looking for if they are trying to be more careful when they go out to purchase hair care products? What should they be looking for when they read ingredients?
Look for, look for herb names and stay away from anything that has petroleum in it, mineral oil. That's, mineral oil is not natural, you know, and a lot of the products you find in stores, that's like the main thing you put in there is mineral oil or petroleum, you know, and look for the essential oil names, organic, you know, make sure that a lot of them are organic products.
One of the things Chris Rock touched on in Good Hair, and I've heard other people, I think several, he's not the only one, but that have talked about how the racism in the hair care industry, just in terms of who produces the products and that sort of thing, and saying that, you know, you don't really see very many black-owned companies that make these products. Is that also the case for the products that are, quote-unquote, natural, where you don't really see a lot of black people making natural black hair care products?
It's not wide out there. Now, I've seen a lot of people, you know, as like me, you know, coming up with their own thing that are doing a lot of natural hair products. But as you go to the mainstream stores and the black shops, which usually are Asian owned, no, you don't see any black people running those. You might see them working in there once sometimes, but no, not really, you know, coming out with their own stuff. And that's kind of sad, you know, because if anyone should know about black hair, it should be black people, what we need to use on our hair.
Wow. Another, I agree, very sad, sad illustration of racism, white supremacy. I want to read this. This is also from Mr. Fuller's Word Guide. I always think it's constructive. He actually has quite a bit that deals with this subject. He has the word kinky in the Word Guide, and I thought this would be interesting to share and get your thoughts on this, Ms. Brene Brown. He has kinky. He has kinky, and then he has kinky hair and also kinky sex. And what he says is, do not use these words to apply to anything that a person is, has, says, or does. When others use the word kinky to apply to a person, ask for a detailed explanation that you can easily understand. Ask questions. And some questions that he suggests, what exactly is a kink when applied to a person? Why is some hair called kinky, but an elbow is not? Is it because someone said that an elbow is natural, but that a kink, in quotes, in a person's hair is not natural, in quotes? Is a bend the same as a kink? Is a curl superior to a kink? Is an angle the same as a kink? During the existence of white supremacy, why is the hair of many non-white people described as kinky and incorrect sexual activity also described as kinky, kinky sex? Do non-white people have, quote-unquote, kinky hair? If they do, is it incorrect to have it? Question. Incorrect according to who? Question. If so-called kinky sex, in quotes, is incorrect sex, is not kinky hair incorrect hair? Question. If so, according to whom? Is so-called straight hair better than kinky hair? Question. If so, why? If so, according to whom? If so, what makes it better? Is not the term kinky sex a tricky way for white supremacists to say that kinky hair, kinky behavior, kinky sex, and non-white people are closely related? Question. Exactly what makes a sex act kinky? Can such kinks be measured? If so, what exactly would the measurement mean? What about hair as related to sex and kinks? Question. If a male touches the hair of a female person and one or both persons have kinky hair, can this act of touching be correctly called kinky sex? if kinky hair and kinky sex and non-white people so-called go together, does this mean that straight hair and straight sex and white people also go together? If so, what exactly is straight sex? Is there a sex that can be correctly called crooked sex? And his notes again, Mr. Neely Fuller Jr., ends all of this. It is best and correct to call hair correct hair or incorrect hair. It is best and correct to call sex male or female or male with female. It is best and correct to call sexual intercourse. It is best and correct to call sexual play. Correct hair is any hair that serves a correct purpose. Everything that each person does is either constructive or non-constructive. Neely Fuller Jr., the word guide. I don't know if you're familiar with Mr. Fuller or not, but I don't know. I was just curious, did you have any thoughts on that passage on kinky hair?
You know what, I had not really, but as you say, kinky is supposed to be all of a negative statement. And so, I guess we have to watch what we say to things, because a lot of things have been, negative things have been taken into kind of try to be positive, you know. But, you know, it's pretty deep what you're just stating.
Quite interesting. I remember I was just thumbing through the other day, and that stood out. It stood out for a lot of reasons.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty deep.
Neely Fuller, he's great. Victim of racism. Victim of racism. I will check the phone lines just to see if the folks that called in had questions, because I wanted to make sure that if there are any black females out there listening who had questions, they get an opportunity to ask. The person who called in, 8593, did you have a question for Ms. Renee? 8593, did you have a question? Okie dokie. 3951, did you have a question for Ms. Renee? Last four digits, 3951. Okay, soon they're listening. Person, I guess you're on a Skype line, perhaps. Esperanza, I think this is. If you dialed in from a Skype line, did you have a question?
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay, thank you for answering. I appreciate that. Mr. Nero, good to see you on the line, sir. Did you have a question, Mr. Nero? You just listening?
Unfortunately, I'm working right now. Just listening, sir.
All good. Always good to hear from you, Mr. Nero. 3413. Did you have a question for Ms. Renee?
No, I don't. I'm just listening, but thank you.
For sure. And person who dialed in from a blocked number. Blocked number, did you have a question?
Greetings, can I be heard?
Yes, ma'am. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you too, Gus, your guest, as well as to all of the callers online. I was just listening. I didn't get to hear the entire episode, so I was in and out, so I will have to listen to the rebroadcast, but I'm sure it was well informative.
Always good to hear from you. Thank you for listening in. The people on the free HD line, I got bumped off. I attempted to dial back in during the commercial, but that was problematic too. I'm not sure why that is. At any rate, I will try to get that corrected before the program goes out. The address again, Healing Herbs by Renee. .com, outstanding products. Are there any of your products that we have not mentioned, if you have something that we left out.
Well, I have the organic soybean leave-in conditioner, which is kind of like the herbal hair mist spray, but it's soybean oil, and it has MFM in it, which is a natural plant. It actually comes from plants, but it helps hair growth and nail growth, and some people take it internally for their joints. That's a good one. And then I also have the roots of aloe coconut hair polish, which is another nice mist that you spray on daily. And I think I covered pretty much most of them. I got shea butter oils, hair oils. And I also carry body scrubs, sea salt scrubs, and sugar scrubs.
Wow. Folks, if they go to the website, healingherbsbyrenee.com, if they go there, if they have questions, can they shoot you an email, or can they get in touch, I guess, to get more information or clarification?
Yeah, I have several emails. I have where you can contact me, and then I have where if you want to leave anything on my blog. But the contact is a good way to, if you have any extra questions. But the site is, explains a lot of about each product, so it's pretty in detail.
And people, they can make the orders online from the website. No worries, they'll get.
Yeah, the website, you can make the orders, or if you're going to have pretty big orders, sometimes they go ahead and contact me by email and tell me what they want, and I can include a flat rate shipping, which is easier if you call, if you contact me online, or you can give me a call. I have the number too. My number, if you would like to reach me there, is at 909-475-7402, and that's also on my website, so you can feel free to call me if you have any questions.
Justice, she is normally in on the program. She was out today. She wanted to say thank you for coming on the program, and she will be listening to the archives. So she wanted to say thank you, and she appreciated the information. Wow, let's see, there's
okay. Did she get the products to that?
Oh, we need to check the mail. We can check the mail.
Oh, okay.
I guess there will be a thank you as well. A thank you as well. Wow, wow.
I sent a couple things,
For
you, too. So.
Oh, wow. We will check the mail. That is on the to-do list. Wow, thank you. I'm excited. I don't get goodies very often. We'll both be excited. Wow, that is awesome. I hope, listeners, I hope you support something constructive. And again, and if you have any information, did you say you had a video on perms? Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, I do. I have a video on YouTube called Perms, a No-No. And it's a brief video, but it states all the different chemicals that are listed that are actually found in your household cleaning products, highly toxic, that they put into the perms, and it shows pictures of women that severe burns from perms to actually where they have permanent hair loss. And it's pretty informative.
How can we track that down on YouTube? If we just search perms and no-no, it will come up?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Just perms and no-no. And I think it even pops up under relaxers.
Okay. I will link that. I will put that in the description. That sounds very constructive. Yeah, please check that out, perms. No-no, that sounds like something we should have in all the churches on Sunday at school. Like, man, it's just not healthy.
Yeah.
And we're not trying to look like white people.
Yeah.
Man. Enjoyed the program. I hope people check out the website, healingherbsbyrenee.com. Check out the website. Very healthy products to help you get away from the chemical mutilation. We definitely want to support black people who are doing something constructive, and certainly to help us do something constructive with our hair. Yeah, anytime you want to come hang out and chat with us on the program, if you have something new that you're doing with the products, you are welcome. We definitely appreciate people trying to do something healthy to help black people correct our hair issues because of racism.
Oh, yeah, and thank you very much for having me. I'm very appreciative of this. And anytime you want to have me again, feel free to contact me.
Will do. Once we're at our new spot, hopefully the phone lines will be corrected, and it'll be easier for people to dial in and get their questions in and all that. White people have been making it very difficult to do the programs, but yeah, definitely. We
Oh, really?
Yes, very, very extraordinarily difficult, but, you know, to be expected.
Oh, yeah.
But
wow.
You know, once we get the phone line situation corrected, yeah, it definitely would be enjoyable and informative and correct to have you back on the program to get that message out and hopefully get more of us understanding that it just is, it's just not healthy. We need to be more helpful with the way we treat ourselves, our hair, immediately.
Yeah, hair and body. So.
Man. Thoroughly enjoyed it, learned a ton, and I will be sprinting to the mailbox as soon as this program wraps up. Wowzers, that's always good to know. I got something to look forward to. The address is healingherbsbyrenee.com. Just click it if you're listening at the website, and yeah, we will definitely be in touch. Thank you so much for sharing some of your Saturday evening with us.
Oh, thank you, and you guys have a blessed night.
We will do the same. You do the same. Thank you so much, and take excellent care. Address, healingherbsbyrenee.com. Renee is R-E-N-E, healingherbsbyrenee.com. Thank you so much, and have a fantastic weekend.
Okay, you too.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Context of white supremacy. Gus T. Renegade, Justice, not in, but definitely will be on the archives. And she says hello to all of the listeners. If you all give me a moment, I will try to maybe jiggle the free conference call line so people can call. You can call in. I just got disconnected, but you can dial that number, and I will dial back in myself, and I should be able to get callers in there as well. So the number over there is 760-569-7676, and the code is 564-943. Context of white supremacy. And I will take one moment. We'll be right back. I'll make sure to get news out, updates, and tomorrow's program. I'll check the phone lines. Tidying to do. We'll be right back. Context of white supremacy.
Our people are very serious about not being very serious. Meanwhile, white people are very serious about playing hardball against us. And this hardball is called genocide.
RacismDaily.com, your number one source for global news reports on race, racism, and overt actions of white supremacy. From Asia to the Americas to Europe to Australia to Africa, racism is not a thing of the past. It is our current reality. Be informed. Be globally informed. You should be the first to know. RacismDaily.com, RacismDaily.com, RacismDaily.com.
Is racism hurting you? On issues of race, are you unable to speak, think, and act with clarity and confidence? Are you tired of laughing when nothing is funny, smiling when you are not happy, agreeing when you really disagree? At counterracism.com, you can learn specific strategies and techniques to counter
counter the behaviors of the people who practice racism in all areas of activity. Using words correctly, following counter-racist logic, even counter-racist science projects designed to reveal what racism is, how it works, and how to counter it. The open source code writing format allows you to pick and choose from a variety of counter-racist suggestions so you can produce the code that works for you. Stop by counterracism.com today and help replace racism with justice.
That's counter-racism.com.
Do you need a one-stop shop for all of your multimedia needs? Triumphant Multimedia is a skilled team of professionals with a passion for great marketing and chic design. Our specialties include consulting, brand development, copywriting, and creative graphic design that's second to none. We also offer photography, photo retouching, videography, and video editing. At Triumphant Multimedia, our goal is to provide highly effective creative solutions built to suit any individual need or budget. Give us a call at 678-732-8067 or check us out online at TRIMultimedia.com.
This service is provided in high definition by free conference call HD.com. Please enter your access code followed by the pound. This menu will repeat.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Couch. This is Justice here at Blog Talk Radio. If you want to learn, listen, understand, and question, go to blogtalkradio.com/victim-of-racism. And for more information on racism, white supremacy, go to my blog, justdojusticetoday.blogspot.com. My email address is justice.asap@yahoo.com. Replace white supremacy with justice. ASAP.
You're just saying just buckets and buckets of words.
Context of white supremacy. The free HD line has been corrected for the time being. So you can dial in 760-569-7676, and the code is 564-943. So you can dial in, and yep, gotcha. I will open the lines up so you all can chat and all that good stuff. So yeah, the number again, 760-569-7676, and the code is 564-943. All righty, I will make sure I give out the new site. I just want to thank everyone for the assistance, emails, support. It has been very humbling. If I was not such a victim, I would have been super touched and all that. But I mean, got to be on the grind. But I am thankful. I am grateful, and I did want to recognize everyone who has written their thoughts, support, made investments. It's really been incredible. I was even thinking, like, I didn't really get the option to just say, well, you know, Blog Talk kicked the show off and we're going to retire, and thanks everyone, it's been cool, I'm going to go do something else now. That really wasn't even presented as an option. People had 818, she already set up another page for the program. They archived the entire catalog of the program, well over 360 broadcasts. People sent requests about constructing a website. It was just assumed that Gus and Justice retiring was just not going to happen. So thank you, I appreciate it, and onward until justice, as my email says, until justice. Now, the archives. This is a top investor. This is someone who was integral in me getting my MacBook Pro to keep the program going. And this person, victim. This person is a victim. They have their own issues on the plantation, but this person, you know, since Wednesday, when the white people decided that they were kicking us off Blog Talk Radio, he set up an archive of all of the programs. I checked it out. It is quite impressive. I don't know how he was able to get it done, but there it is. This is independent of Blog Talk Radio, so they can delete everything, and this archive is already up. The address is archive.org/, and forward slash is the line below the question mark on the keyboard. That is the forward slash. So archive.org/details/ The Cows Radio Show. That's the address. Again, archive.org/details The Cows Radio Show. All archived. This address is on my Facebook page. It's circulating. You can tell other folks to pass it along, but it should be good. Even once Blog Talk, whatever happens with Blog Talk, that should be good. So, yeah, excellent resource, and you know, many thank yous to the investor who, I mean, that is. It just, to me, it makes me tired just looking at it, who invested all that time to get that all uploaded and to get that site set up. I mean, wow. Thank you, and I sincerely hope that the program has been worthy of your time, your energy, your investment, because I just, that to me is really impressive. Thank you. And thank you from the listeners, the folks out there who find some constructive value in that as well. Thank you for them as well. I wanted to make sure we do news. You know, we got things to do. I did not get an opportunity to share on the program yesterday. As I said, I have been keeping my eye on the situation with the Port Huron Northern High School, where there was the racist hit list at the end of March. This got updated yesterday. The update, this is from the TimesHerald.com. TimesHerald.com. This is April 15th. The title is Port Huron Northern Punishes Two for Threat. Suspended students could face expulsion. Two seniors at Port Huron Northern. Make sure. Okay. Sorry about that. I was just making sure I didn't make an error. Two seniors at Port Huron Northern High School have been suspended for writing a racial threat on a bathroom wall, according to a report released Thursday. The threat, which officials have said included a hit list naming eight black students, was found March 22nd. It included a racial slur and the message 3-29-11. It's coming, just wait and see. Charles Mossett, the high school's principal, wrote in the report. The students, one white and one black, were linked to the threat after district officials reviewed footage from a security camera and paid an expert to analyze handwriting samples. The black student, whose name was on the list, confessed and described this as a senior prank and indicated the list was not racially motivated, the report said. The other student has denied involvement. Man, this just gets worse and worse, my God. The students are serving 10-day suspensions, and district officials have recommended expulsion. The handwriting expert, the handwriting expert identified the students Wednesday, the report said. Gary Fletcher, the district's lawyer, said the expert cost about $3,500. Eddie Kendall, assistant superintendent, said it was important for the district to look into the incident. Port Huron Northern is a good school, he said. It's an isolated event. Those actions don't represent what goes on in that school every single day. Kendall said the decision to expel the students is left with the superintendent. While Port Huron police had opened an investigation, Kendall said the district always investigates incidents on school grounds. We have an obligation to protect our students and our staff, he said. We work in collaboration with the police all the time. Their job is to protect and serve. Our job is to teach and guide. Fort Huron Police Lieutenant Jeff Baker said police were given the report from the district Wednesday. The detective is following up on that information to determine if charges would be warranted, he said. Baker said the department's probe is still open. We lay the groundwork for students and the school to come forward, he said, addressing resources such as the capture hotline were available. For a period of time, we hadn't heard anything until yesterday when the school said they had a statement from a student. Mossett called the investigation time-consuming but important. There was a threat, legitimate or not, and I think in hindsight we can say it probably wasn't, but it was a threat. And certainly the fact that it had a racial overtone, those two things, to me, made it really, really important, he said. I don't think anyone deserves to go to high school and have that happen to them. Mossett said it was a relief and a disappointment to learn who was responsible. I'm glad we were able to identify the kids who did it, but I'm not in the business to expel kids, he said. Mossett said he couldn't say when the suspensions were put in place, but added suspensions are immediate, and it was good kids who just made a bad decision. The threat led to an increased police presence on the date and the message, but Mossett said it has been business as usual at the school. Interesting on a lot of levels. I will reserve comment. We'll come back to this. On the program. I will give out the number to dial in. I have a request, actually. As I said, I've gotten lots of offers of help. My man D and Vickas at Reckless 2.0, they have been super helpful supporters, investors. They've just been incredible. At any rate, I have been told to add, make sure I get this out. I'm very ignorant about pretty much everything, right? I don't even know what this is. So if you call in, I can't explain any of this. I just had to get the words correct for what I need to ask. So if there's anyone out there who knows how to do ASP or ASP.net, that would be helpful in getting a website for the cows. We already have the domain, courtesy of Mr. Edward Williams, counter-racism.com. Thank you. We already have the domain and all that. He transferred it to me. It's all been taken care of. So if anyone out there, if you know how to do ASP, if you know how to and would be willing to help with ASP or ASP.net, that would be very helpful. You can shoot me an email, untiljustice@gmail.com. You can get me on Facebook, too, I guess. That would be helpful. That's what I've been told to ask. So I'll say one more time, if you are familiar with and would be willing to help out with ASP or ASP.net, that would be helpful. And again, thank you, Vickas and D at Reckless 2.0. Let's see. I had one more news item. I'm not going to read it. I'm going to bow to the folks that called in to see if they want to share. Gorgeous black female who I believe does not have chemically mutilated hair. She also does not have pictures of herself with white people on Facebook. She's gorgeous. She always shares constructive information on the page. She just sent me a message about this new bill makes schools teach gay history in California. And it's got a photograph of James Baldwin in the picture. Man, oh man. I'm not going to read this article, but you can check it out. She put it on Facebook. I think she might have even put it on my page. So if you go to my page at Facebook, you'll see it. I'll post it some more so it'll be circulated. But it's at news1.com. New bill will make schools teach gay history in California. I'll click on it because she said there's something interesting on the actual article. Let's see. If you want to dial in while I'm doing this, it's probably one of the last things. Oh, gosh. Oh, I wish I hadn't done that. Oh, that is sickening. I can't get it off my page. I can't get it off my page. Okay. I can't put that on my page. That almost ruined my day. Gosh. This, ladies and gentlemen, is what genocide looks like. At any rate, the number at Free HD, if you want to call in, 760-569-7676, and the code is 564-943. So the number 760-569-7676, and the code 564-943. Yeah, I can't give out anything else about that article because it made my stomach hurt. I'm going to take 2 minutes and 30 seconds for two final things, and then I'll go to the phone lines. We'll be back tomorrow. Watoto from the Nile, they will be on the program. The young black females, they did the video Letter to Lil Wayne. They will be on the program 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Pacific. I realize I have been so disrespectful to people in the Mountain Time Zone. Like, we have tons of people who listen in the Denver area. I guess Mountain people, Mountain Time Zone, 1 p.m. tomorrow. That would be Sunday, April 17th. We'll still be at Blog Talk Radio, white people permitting. Watoto from the Nile, they'll be here tomorrow. Justice will be most likely leading us for that interview, because I think it would be better to have folks that are closer in age chatting. With that said, first thing I wanted to get in, I have two minutes and 30 seconds. I'm going to clock myself. I was forced to watch the, or not watch, but I was forced to listen to the video of Dr. Cornel West and Reverend Al Sharpton speaking with a suspected racist in between them, and I didn't watch it. I just listened. Listening to it was like watching Precious for me. It was pain. It was excruciating to endure. I could only stand about 2 minutes of it. Both victims. But the thing that stood out to me, I heard Reverend Al Sharpton, and he said, Cornel, and I just thought, wow. What I told you all, change the races. If you really want to, you know, grasp how the magnitude of white supremacy, change the races. And I was thinking, wow, if he had been talking to a white person who had a PhD and was a professor at an Ivy League school, would he be calling that white person by their first name? Not doctor, not professor, not even mister, by their first name. Also, I requested that the person who made me listen to this, I asked if they would find some video of these folks talking to white people, because I couldn't recall a time where I'd heard Dr. West or Reverend Sharpton raising their voice when speaking to a white person. And the person I was speaking with, they couldn't think of a time where this happened either. And she went to find some videos, and I believe the video she found that we stopped, it was Reverend Sharpton. He was speaking with a white person, and he asked this white person, this suspected racist, for permission to refer to him as brother. And I stopped looking there. That was number one. Second thing, I watched Unstoppable with Denzel Washington. I want to do, we did Eddie Murphy night. We should do Denzel Washington night. I had just watched the film Denzel Washington did. The Taking of Taking of Pelham 123. I just watched that, and I thought that was a really interesting study in white supremacy. And then I watched Unstoppable, and I saw a lot of the same trends. And I could spend a lot of time on, we will spend time on these films, but my quick thing, this is at the very beginning of the film, if anyone's seen it. Unstoppable came out, I think it came out last year, 2010. Rosario Dawson is in it, Denzel Washington. The main character, the main white character in the film, he gets into some sort of verbal argument with his suspected racist wife, and he thinks that she's having an affair. And so he gets a gun to go confront the guy, because he knows the guy. He knows that they've been friends. So he gets a gun to go confront the guy. And it just so happens that the guy is an enforcement officer. No worry. No matter. Guy gets his gun, go confronts this guy. Hey, this is my wife. You find another friend. I mean, gangster. So he gets a restraining. Now imagine that. He gets a restraining order. He doesn't go to jail. No Oscar Grant. No Amadou Diallo. No Sean Bell. He gets a restraining order. Anyway, so he can't be within, I don't know, so many feet of his wife and child. And so you could almost stop it right there. You could stop it right there. Now, just change the race. Now, can you imagine someone pitching a film where the guy you're going to be rooting for is a black male who suspects that his wife, his black partner, is having an affair with a white man? And he, matter of fact, you can even keep everything the same. Just make this male a black male. We keep everything the same. So we have a black male. He's married to a white woman. This really draws it out. And he gets a gun and goes to an enforcement officer and says, hey, that is my wife. You find another friend. Now, can you imagine? Not only does the black male not get shot 5,000 times, he just gets a restraining order and is the star of the film that you are rooting and cheering for. Can you imagine that film being made? That's what I thought. We'll have more to share about Unstoppable. A very interesting movie. John Henryism. Anyone who is a long-time listener at the Cows, anytime that trains come up, you should be thinking John Henryism. That's what I was thinking watching that film. At any rate, that is my time. Thank you all for the patience. I will go to the phone lines. If you want to dial in, I think Blog Talk might be full, so if you want to dial in, you can call the free HD line. The number is 760-569-7676. The code is 564-943. So one more time, number 760-569-7676. And the code 564-943. All righty. I will check. I'll just go down lines. If you called in and Blog Talk, I'll open the line up. If you don't have anything to say, if you prefer that I leave your line muted, you can just give me your last four digits and I will mute your line again. So I'll open all the lines up. If you would prefer to be muted, just give me your last four digits and you don't want to talk, I'll mute your line. Assuming everybody that's on is good. If you would prefer to remain muted, no worries. Just say your last four digits and that you would prefer to stay muted, and I can take care of that. Alrighty. And I will go to the free HD line. So everybody at Blog Talk, your line is open. I'm going to the free HD line. 5590, did you have questions, comments, or are you just listening? 5590, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Gus, I'm doing something right now. I'll come back. Just come back to me in a little while.
Okay, no. I'll wait 10, 15 or so. I got one person, two people at Anonymous, both at the Free HD, two Anonymous. Are you all just listening, or did you want to talk, two people at Anonymous? You called block number, sorry. You called in from a block number on the free HD line. You're just listening. That's fine. Are you all just listening?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate responses. Thank you. All righty. You can just, if you want to just listen, that's fine. You can call in to the free HD line as well if you just need to listen. All righty. Did anybody at Blog Talk, did you all have anything you wanted to share? Anybody that called in?
Greetings, Gus. Can I speak?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, was that Pam that I heard on the line?
I don't believe so. I don't see her number. I haven't heard her voice.
Okay. Well, 909 as well as 818 and all of the others out there who are listening, I hope you all are enjoying the weekend. But I did, I was able to pull up the website of the guest that you had on, and I looked over her products that she was offering. And she seems to have some very helpful things out there because, of course, I'm into the natural hair, so I will definitely save her into my favorites, and I will definitely be looking at getting products from her as far as my skin as well as my hair. One of the things that I wanted to touch on, since you were speaking about natural, I happened to went to one of those Indian salons because I do the threading. I don't know if the women out there are familiar with it, where you use the thread instead of using wax. It's much more healthy for removing the hair from that facial hair, your eyebrows, et cetera, to get it done. So while I was there, I happened to pick up one of their flyers. These are the Indians from India. And could you believe on the flyer that they have almost called a wedding package. And as part of their wedding package for the Indian brides, they have herbal skin bleaching or white skin bleaching on their package to prepare you for the wedding. So I said, this is insane. There has been this massive rush between Jamaicans, the Nigerians on the continent with this skin bleaching product. And I saw it for my own self because I picked up a flyer. I said, you know what, I have to keep this as a memorial to look at this flyer because I could not believe the various forms of bleaching that they were offering the women for them to use on themselves to prepare themselves to look pretty for their groom on their wedding day, as well as maintenance package in order to keep up with it.
Not surprised.
It is sick. Gus, we've got to get you on. You've got to get back out here because maybe you might need to reach into India. You have touched on the Australian continent and on the motherland. You've got to get into Asia because this word has got to spread to let these people know what they are doing to themselves, and it's all white people's fault, and they have got to stop damaging themselves. These people are exporting bleaching while they are killing themselves with the sun lamps and the sun. They can't get enough sun to get brown, and they are telling these people, the rest of us, to whiten ourselves. So, you know, this is crazy.
Going to get worse if we don't, you know, get on our job. It's just going to get worse. I want to continue to expand. I'm echoing. Is somebody on speakerphone? If you're listening. Or if you, like I said, if you don't want to talk, I can mute your line. Wait a minute. I'm still echoing. I shouldn't be echoing. If you can use your mute button or just turn your speaker. Okay, thank you. All right. I definitely want to continue to hit other areas of the world, as many as possible. If you have contacts, if you find a professor or somebody wrote a book or anything, if you think it would be constructive to hear from them and they're in another part of the world, definitely let me know about it. I know I spoke with a white person, a white journalist in Tel Aviv. I know some of the people on my Facebook, they have been circulating the video of the white people in Tel Aviv protesting and saying that they wanted to get rid of the black people and non-white people in Tel Aviv. And he made like a 20-minute video of this taking place. This was like a couple days ago in Tel Aviv. And he's going to be a guest on the program next week. Should be very interesting. He's a real informed white person, real informed, admitted racist, live from Tel Aviv next people from so-called Middle East. He said that he knew of people in that area who talked about racism, so I want to get them. Yeah, I'm interested in all that. As many areas as we can possibly hit, I would like to incorporate them on the program. English-speaking areas in the continent of Africa is, like, high on the priority list.
That is good news, Gus. I am so glad that that is getting out. We need to get some Palestinians to explain, as well as some Black Hebrew Israelites to explain the racism that's going on over there. I heard Cynthia McKinney, she was on the air about a week ago, and she was explaining, because she was in Palestine, and she was saying the same thing, that she was back over there and what's going on, how the Blacks over there, they are being exploited, as well as the Libyans, because she was in Libya as a part of the peacekeeping force to see what's going on over there with the Blacks and the Arabs. So perhaps you might want to reach out to her and see if you could get her back on the show to give you an update of what's going on the continent.
That sounds constructive. That sounds constructive.
Hey, Mr. Nero, can you say hello? It's been a while since I heard your voice. I know you might be working, but it's nice to hear you out there.
Greetings. Can I be heard?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm in a noisy environment. I'm dispatching tonight. I've been listening to the archives. I lost my cell phone on the plantation. And I suspect the Gentile, commonly called white person, has it now. But in listening to the archives, I just wanted to say I thought Justice handled herself marvelously with victim Mr. Dick Gregory. And all I could think of while I was listening to him was that if I ever find out where John Brown is buried, I just may piss on his grave. Phone is ringing. I must mute my line now.
I don't know anything about Dick Gregory. Victim. Thank you. Victim. Dick Gregory. I don't want to beat up on the problem is white people. The problem is white people. The problem is white people. And I do want to take 30 seconds because I was so proud of the band. I have no artistic talent. Like, I don't think I've ever made anything, drawn anything, where I was like, oh, wow, that's nice. I want to keep, like, never. Like, I just don't have any artistic ability. And, like, that banner was, like, the first thing where I was like, wow, I really like that. That's cool. So I felt so bad when I had to take my banner down to put the new banner that I got from and I don't want to say her name because I'm not sure if she wants her name, but the gorgeous Black female who did the artwork, all the artwork that I got, the artwork that has Mr. Carter's photograph with the Confederate flag in the background and the big picture with white people with the world in their hands, she did all that. So she did this new banner that is, it's just incredible. It's, man, I can't wait till my page is done so I can put that banner up on top. It's incredible. But I did feel like, oh, man, I'm taking down mine, but I'm putting up a better one. But, yeah, it, as evidence, her banner was so effective. The program ended. Like, it didn't even last a day on. That's how stunning the banner she made. So that's my plug for her. Hopefully you all will check the website. Incredible artwork. Can't wait till I get to see the banner.
As you've always said, Gus, white people can't handle the truth. That is maybe an outtake that you can put from that movie on with Tom Cruise, You Can't Handle the Truth. That's probably need to be another tagline. That would be great. You can't.
Yeah, it's unfortunately true.
You know, I thought, I'm surprised you got this long. I thought your show would have got canceled a long time ago. So I did not expect suspected racists at Blog Talk to sponsor their own destruction or their own downfall. I don't think any white people will do that. So I was, you know, surprised. One of the reasons why I kept calling in a lot is because I'd be like, wow, he's still on. You know, I'd kind of be saying to myself. And I was afraid to say it out loud,
But you had a pretty good run, a lot longer than I thought you were going to get.
What is it, about 2.5 years?
About two years, two months. Yeah, I mean, hey, if you had told me when this started, you are going to do almost 400 programs at Blog Talk Radio, I would have taken that bet. Like, if anyone had said, you know, let's put some. Oh.
We'll hear that.
Okay. That was interesting. Got that. But yeah, if anyone had told me, you know, let's put some money down right now, you name the dollar amount, and that you will do more than 350 programs at Blog Talk Radio, man, I would have taken that bet any amount. So, yeah, and again, you know, I'm trying to be very white about this. White people don't get fired. They get relocated. We're getting relocated. No big deal. Second time. And again, we've been through this before. Like, you know, people were writing and saying, oh, it's tragic. It's just like, it's trashy. It is tacky. It is terroristic and definitely trifling. But I wouldn't quite say it's tragic. It's to be expected, unfortunately.
I would just advise you to do a backup to the backup to the backup. Because since you've advertised where the archives are, don't be surprised if someone tried to go in there and erase it. So please get backup to the backup to the backup.
Will do. I should have all of the programs myself. I know, and I think, I'm pretty certain that at least two other people that I know have all of the programs. So, yeah, there should be reserves. But, yeah, I would, you know, highly encourage folks, download the programs. Anything you think is constructive, you should download. You know, the archives is there. The archives are there. But, you know, go ahead. Never hurts. Because, you know, like, as I've said, white people are very good at making constructive material disappear for non-white people.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just know that whatever platform you get to next, it's going to be even bigger. Because now that they know you are international, you cannot be contained. You have your reaches on all of the continents, so it will be even bigger. Because, as you said, every time they shut you down, you expanded. When they kicked you off the campus, your audience got larger when you got onto Block Talk Radio. So now that they've booted you off, wherever it is you're going to go next is going to expand even more.
I certainly hope so. I certainly hope so. Yeah, I definitely intend to continue the effort. I think it's constructive, and lots of people have seemed to agree and are, you know, offering assistance to make that happen as quickly as possible. So, yeah, I know if we get a website, like, man, I'm definitely down to do as much as possible, to broadcast as often as possible if we have our own website. Like, that's man, fantastic. That's great. Maybe everybody will have their own counter-racism websites. We'll have lots of people. That's that'll be their job. That's how they spend, as you know, all of their time and energy as possible, working to replace white supremacy with justice. The person that called in, sorry about that, 5590. You said to check back in a few minutes. Your line is open. You know, if you want to share. And I want to give out the free HD number. We have about 7 minutes in the Blog Talk stream. So if you want to dial in, 760-569-7676. And the code is 564-943. This will be the last time. 760-569-7676 and the code 564-943. 5590 if you had a comment or question or what have you.
Yeah, I have a comment. Can I be heard?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I just want to say hello to all the
to all the listeners and the callers, especially 404 and Pam. She's not here, but I like to tell her also. The term perm, when they use perm as far as Timothy mutilating your hair, I can never understand why they call it a perm when it only lasts for like 2 weeks. It should have been called a temp. And also, we can take a lesson from my hair that it would rather fall out than to conform to anything that we try to do to it outside of its natural state. And that's just my comment.
I agree. There's not my, I think a quote-unquote friend of mine, victim of racism, he was fond of saying there is nothing permanent about a perm except the psychological damage. And even in my confused state, that resonated with me. Like, yep, I think that's accurate. The females, most gorgeous black female. I try not to say people's names because I mean, it's white supremacy, I know, so I try not to say people's names. But the gorgeous black female on Facebook who shared the report, the new bill will make schools teach gay history in California. And I was telling her when I clicked on the article and how painful it was for me to look at these images. And I wrote her, I said, it just precious. I'm having a visceral response. And she wrote back, she said, that's what I said. Who are the owners of News One for Black America? I am very suspicious. He or she is a white supremacist. What makes this article specific to Black America, in quotes? How was it determined that this news was important to so-called Black America, in quotes? I am very suspicious. That we've talked about this before. To me, that is very attractive. A black female with some sense and not confused about racism, white supremacy, and asking questions. Wow, that's incredible. Bravo. I wish we had more folks doing that.
We're just losing a grip on it, and most of it has to do with this forced schooling that we have done with our children, pushing our children into these integrated schools. So perhaps with this economy and how these white people are running around trying to restructure the school system to shut us out, maybe it would put us, force us to take control of our educational system and educate our children rather than turning them over to the predators.
There are three other folks called in on the conference line. See, 6874, last four digits, 68, last four digits, 6874, last four digits, 7531, and last four digits, 5638. Your line's open. Did you all have questions, comments?
Hello?
Yes, you can be heard.
Oh, I'm just listening. Enjoy the show. I really hadn't been listening to the show this week, and I've been a full understanding of what's going on. So did you got kicked off of Blog Talk?
Yes. Man, it's like, I guess to give the short of it, I had been having a lot of problems when they made all the changes. And I think a lot of people had been having problems because they sent out a letter a couple weeks ago where they offered a 15% refund for all of the hosts because of the problems that they caused when they made those changes. So it wasn't just me. A lot of people were experiencing problems. And when I called last week to get help and to address problems, things that were not working correctly, I was told that they had received several death threats that day, more than four death threats from people about problems. So at any rate, I spoke with them last week. They were supposed to make these changes. They were supposed to correct the problems. I was still experiencing problems this week. I called in to address those concerns, and the white woman, before I even could speak with her, she said that I needed to take my banner down. I had a brand new banner. It was different than the one I had. And she said I had to take that down before she would even speak with me. And so this was a brand new issue. Like, I already had concerns. We were already supposed to talk because their site was not working correctly. And then it became, oh, no, can't even have a talk until you take your banner down. I took the banner down. We were on the phone, and I'm going through. I have, like, a page of issue. I have questions. Why was the download button removed? How is that an improvement? Just I read my questions. She gives me the answers. She gets to the banner. She says it's racist. I tell her a white person says it, so it's the white person being racist. Anyway, I asked her. She said, I'm a white person, and I don't want to talk about it. You take it down, which is what I want. I want a white person to just be gangster, and I'm white, and this is what it's going to be. And so she was supposed to be doing the banner, or no, the banner was already down. There were still problems. There were things that were not working correctly on the site that they needed to address, that they had already acknowledged were problems. So the conversation ended with she was supposed to report back to me within 24 hours on a number of things that she was supposed to address. Instead, she emails me 5 minutes later that they're going to delete my account in 5 days and refund my money. No explanation, no nothing, and then to not say anything untrue or awful about them. When I initially attempted to do a program about this, I titled it Kicked Off Blog Talk Radio, and they deleted the program, and that's when she said, you know, don't say anything untrue or awful about us. I don't know if you got kicked off Blog Talk Radio. If you did get kicked off Blog Talk Radio, I don't know if that's untrue. I mean, you know, people have said that it's tragic. I mean, the tsunami in Japan is awful, but I don't know if you're not supposed to say anything about it because it's awful. So I don't really know what that means. That wasn't clarified for me. I have made an effort to be careful, precise with what I say, but I think everything that I have said is true. So to the best of my knowledge, and as short and sweet as I can be, that is what took place.
Okay. Well, thanks for clearing that up, and I think all of that just confirms that the problem is white people. So there you go.
For sure. And I want that on the record. I was told by the white woman who decided to take this program off Blog Talk Radio, told me that they received more than four death threats the day that they made the changes at Blog Talk Radio, and that would be Thursday, April 7th, 2011, that they received four or five death threats. She didn't say that they were pursuing charges, that these people's programs were being kicked off. I was not told any of that, just they had received four to five death threats from hosts at Blog Talk Radio. I didn't make any death threats. I didn't curse any. I didn't even call her a racist.
What are the death threats have
to do
with
your... implying people from your program were sending the death threats?
It was several folks talking. I didn't really hear that.
I was saying, was she implying that the death threats were coming from your program? Is that what she was implying?
No. I think it was, if I understood it correctly, it was that other people also, you know, were having problems because of the changes and that they were upset, and they evidenced their frustration by making death threats against the people at Blog Talk, the staff at Blog Talk, because they felt they had, you know, messed up things on the website. So not that it was coming from my program, but just that other hosts, other folks that who use Blog Talk's services, they were upset and they were perhaps making death threats. Well, she said that they did. She said they had received more than four.
But look what they did. When I could not believe it, Gusman. When I went on your site and I saw how they rearranged everything, as you said, it removed the download button. That means now they're trying to get the programs that they know people would be downloading. If you weren't subscribing through iTunes, then you wouldn't get your download. So if you want to go out there online and do it, and if you're not computer savvy, there was no way for you to actually go and hit the button as you had it on there before to get your download. So they were trying to make it as uncomfortable as possible for people on the network by making everyone uncomfortable so that they could weed out all the ones that they want to get rid of.
We have about 10 minutes left in the blog talk feed. I think they're going to probably close it at 15 after the hour. There are other topics I'd like to talk about. That would be great. Even once I was thinking once we leave, then I could do a program, but it's just like I don't even really feel like tacky, trashy, terroristic trifling. That's all I have to say about Blog Talk Radio, and I don't even think I would do a program once we leave here about all this. Just the problem is white people. I mean, the problem is white people. Enough said. Is there anything else folks would like to address last 10 minutes?
Have you spoken to Dr. Ken Bond since this incident?
With all of the foolishness, yeah, I haven't. So if I wanted to talk to him about something else entirely. But this, I would just, you know, it would just be, you know, oh, further evidence white people interfered with the program again, and we, you know, relocated. But, yeah, I do want to speak with him soon because I want to address several things with him. So, yeah, I will thank you for the reminder. I will make an effort to call him.
As you said, if you were having like sex talks and degenerate talk about rapping and crazy stuff on, it wouldn't be a problem. But it's too intelligent, it's too awakening for the masses. So they don't want this information to get out, which is typical, as was done with the history books, where everything were removed and it was plagiarized in their favor. So this is a perfect example, a modern-day version of cover up.
I will say, I did see on a different program on Blog Talk Radio, it was somebody put it on my Facebook about Kill the White Boy. I just thought that's interesting. That's interesting. I'm just stating that is that's just either true or it's not. Either what I'm saying is true or it's not. I saw that on Facebook today. There was a program, Kill the White Boy. Not that I was surprised, but just that did air on Blog Talk Radio, apparently.
I remember you had a few white callers that called into the show that started to get more and more erratic when they called in with what did you say, white power or something like that on a couple of your shows?
Mm-hmm. That was recent. Yeah.
Very recent.
And the people called in with the racist jokes. That was very recent, too. It was two of them called on the same same program to share racist jokes. So, yeah. And I remember the gentleman that called when Dr. Blair was on. That was, I believe that was the week they made the changes. So, yeah, white people are on their job. We will be back tomorrow with Toto from the Nile. Should be up, the link, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Pacific tomorrow. Looking forward to having them on the program, and Justice will be present tomorrow.
This person that
yes, ma'am?
Yes, can I be heard?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. All right. I just want to make sure you were speaking to me. Gus, have you gotten any feedback from anybody that may have seen the movie, the documentary Hidden Colors?
I have seen people that listen to the program. I don't know. I assume maybe they heard the broadcast, but they said they were going to see it, that it was just coming out. They were in an area where it was coming out, and they were going to see it, but I haven't heard anyone who actually saw it and then commenting on it. I haven't heard anything about that yet. Has anyone online, anyone heard anything? Have you, the female that just asked the caller, have you got an opportunity to see it?
No, I'm in South Carolina, and I wanted to plan a trip to go to Atlanta because that's where I'm actually from. But due to the kind of bad weather this weekend, I just stayed at home. So, no, I did not get a chance to go. But I'm hoping that it will, you know, I don't know exactly how he plans to, you know, if he's going to put it out for sale on DVD soon, or I'm not sure. But I really would love to see it.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain he'll have it on DVD. I reckon I should contact him. He said he would be down to come back on the program. I will see if we can make that happen sometime down the road. And, yeah, I'll make sure to get that in, if he what plans he has for getting it out on DVD and a timetable.
Are you going to be able to get Dr. Wells in on before they finally close the mic down?
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. I could be doing programs from a different site, like now. I mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's why I said, you know, it's not tragic and all that. Like, it doesn't matter. I have a program scheduled for Monday, and it's not at Blog Talk Radio, and I have options for how to do that. I'm waiting to make a decision on which option I'm going to take to use as the temporary site for the program. So my goal is to make a decision about that by the end of the program tomorrow, so I can say it on the program, and then Monday, bang, we can just work from there. Even though I can still broadcast from Blog Talk, well, white people permitting, I should still be able to broadcast from here Monday, but, you know, I would prefer to skedaddle.
Okay. This person from Israel that you're going to be having on, what exactly is going to cover about what's going on over there with the racism?
They are just, it seems like the white people are being very outspoken in their racism and just saying that they want the non-white people out. Like, they referenced the area as Garbage Town and something else where all the non-white people were, and just addressing why this is the upsurge of this now, how this ties into the global system of white supremacy. He said that all white people are racist, including himself, how he sees that playing out in that area. I haven't prepped. There is Fridays. I'll try to be quick. Friday is a significant day marking terrorism against black people in that area of the world. It's called the Show of Force. You all can Google it and you'll find information on it. But he's doing a report about the anniversary of this day, and it's supposed to be, he's a journalist there, so he should be, I should have a link so I can give it to you all before the program. But we'll be talking about that, the protests, a lot of things. He read my blog post on SAD and why sexual intercourse with white people and non-white people is incorrect. That might come up too.
Okay. You know who you should have on your show?
He knows about Tim Wise. He knows about Tim Wise.
Speaking of Israel and the Palestinians, you should try and get on a Norman Finkelstein. He teaches at Northeastern University in Chicago.
Okay.
And he wrote a book about the misuse of anti-Semitism. And on the Holocaust industry, and he broke it wide open about what the Jews have been doing. This man is Jewish too, and he wrote several books. And he was denied tenure by Alan Dershowitz and the whole Jewish Defense League because of the things that he has said about the Jews and what they're doing in Palestine. So he would be someone great to have on the show. Norman N O R M A N G Finkelstein.
Okay, Norman G. Finkelstein. Anyone out, if you made a suggestion in the last 3 months, it's been very busy. I think I have tried to get quite a few of them, but if I missed, just send it again. I am, you know, heavily victimized. Just send it again. If you suggested someone, you thought it was constructive and they haven't been on the program, just, you know, send it again, Facebook or email or whatever. And the Facebook page, so you all can stay updated, is facebook.com/RWSWJ. That's the Facebook page. I'll put the updates there. It's like perhaps 60 seconds, I think white people will give us. So anything you want to get out, we'll be back tomorrow. You will have time to chat then as well. Y'all should check out that article. You all don't have anything. Does anybody have anything to say? Y'all should check out that article at News One. I'm just warning you, it is real gruesome. Like, be prepared. I couldn't read the article because it hurt my eyes. Just be prepared.